It was 20 years ago this month that the UN Security Council created the International Tribunal for the Former Yugoslavia, Stefan Boss reports.
All rise.
That's how proceedings begin at the United Nations Tribunal for the Former Yugoslavia since 1993. It was founded during the Balkan Wars of the 1990s to punish those responsible for war crimes, including even genocide.
Sentences Radislav Krstić to 35 years imprisonment.
Commander Krstić was the first to be sentenced for genocide in Bosnia. Over the last 20 years, the court has indicted 161 people and sentenced 136. Two dozen cases are still ongoing, but the tribunal is under international pressure to end operations by 2016. The court has been criticized for the time it takes to complete high-profile trials. However, prosecutors point out to the arrest of Serbia's former president, Slobodan Milosevic, who was seen as the architect of the Balkan Wars. Yet he eventually died in prison in 2006, while awaiting the outcome of his lengthy trial. Victims now hope that the outcome will be different for other high-profile former leaders, such as former Bosnian Serb President Radovan Karadzic, who was detained in July 2008.
Good afternoon. You are Mr. Radovan Karadzic.
Yes, I'm.
And his Bosnian Serb commander, Ratko Mladic, who was detained in May 2011.
Could you please state your full name?
General Ratko Mladic.
Both men are accused of war crimes in the Balkan Wars of the 1990s, including the killing of some 8,000 men in the Bosnian town of Srebrenica in 1995. It became known as Europe's worst single atrocity since World War II. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.